哈利路亚，奉主圣名啊，开始我们这一次灵恩会的第一天聚会。
Hallelujah, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we'll begin our first service of our spiritual convocation.
我们先一起唱诗198首。
Let's all rise and sing hymn 198.
Let's all
kneel down, pray together for the Lord Jesus' guidance throughout today's services.
一起祷告。哈利路亚啊，各位弟兄姐妹，大家早安。
Hallelujah, good morning, brothers and sisters.
啊，感谢主耶稣啊，从今天开始到星期天，我们会有三天的灵恩会。
And thank God, starting today through Sunday, we have 3 days of spiritual convocation.
啊，求主耶稣能够让我们在这三天当中啊，啊能够啊大得造就啊，能够得到能力啊。
So we ask the Lord Jesus that we be greatly edified and taught these 3 days.
啊，使我们能够对道理上有更深的认识。
So we have a deeper understanding of the truth.
啊，在祷告当中有更多的体验。
And also more experience in our prayers.
啊，在属灵的生命上有更多的力量哦。
And also have more power in our spiritual lives.
啊，我们这一次呢，啊，我这一次呢，啊，小弟想要用会幕的人生啊，来作为彼此学习的题目哦。
And I'd like to start with the mutual study of the life of the tabernacle.
啊，这个会幕啊，会幕是圣经当中一个很特殊的记载哦。
Tabernacle is a very special item in the Bible.
是神特别吩咐摩西叫以色列人去准备的。
And this is a special instruction through Moses for the Israelites to prepare by God.
所以以色列人在旷野的时候啊，在旷野的时候，他们的所有的生活都是环绕着这个会幕啊。
So in the wilderness, the life of Israel surrounded the Tabernacle.
而且会幕是以色列人与神相会的地方。
And the tabernacle was a meeting place between God and His people.
啊，是以色列人信仰的中心。
It's also the center of Israelites' faith.
更是代表神同在的记号哦。
And more especially, is the symbol of God's abidance with
them. 所以在圣经当中，神特别有吩咐摩西。
So in the Bible, God gave Moses special instructions.
这个会幕要怎么做？
Very detailed instruction how the tabernacle should be
built. 里面要有什么？
And what items should be inside.
这个要用什么的材料来制造？
Also, special instruction about the material to be built.
所以会幕里面每一项物品的摆设跟它的存在都有它的意义。
And even the existence and also the placement of each item in the tabernacle had a special meaning.
不只是对当时候以色列人的一个意义啊。
And the symbolism did not only apply to the Israelites back then.
更是对我们今天每一个基督徒都有的一个期许一个要求哦。
But it applies to us today as Christians, and also it comes with requirements.
所以我们今天要用这个要从看会幕来看我们今天的信仰人生。
Today we'll look at the tabernacle and see what lessons we can learn from our spiritual life.
我们看出埃及记的第四十章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 40.
出埃及记的第四十章。
Exodus chapter 40.
第十七节。
Verse 17.
出埃及记的第四十章第十七节。
Exodus chapter 40, verse
17. 17节。
Verse 17.
第二年正月初一日，帐幕就立起来。18节。
18.
摩西立起帐幕，安上带卯的座，立上板，穿上栓，立起柱子。19节。
19.
在帐幕以上搭罩棚，把罩棚的顶盖盖在其上，是照神所吩咐他的。20节。
20.
20节又把法柜放法板放在柜里，把杠穿在柜的两旁，把施恩座安在柜上。21节。把柜抬进帐幕，挂上施恩柜遮掩柜的幔子，把法柜遮掩了，是照神所吩咐他的。20节。20节又把桌子安在会幕内，在帐幕的北边，在幔子外。23节。在桌子上将饼陈设在神面前，是照神所吩咐的。24节。又把灯台安在会幕内，在帐幕的南边，与桌子相对。25。在神面前点灯，是照神所吩咐他的。26。把金坛安在会幕内的幔子前。27。在坛上烧馨香料做的香，是照神所吩咐他的。28。又挂上帐幕的门帘。29。在会幕的帐幕门前安设燔祭坛，把燔祭和素祭献在其上，是照神所吩咐他的。30节。把洗涤盆安在会幕和坛的中间，盆中盛水以便洗涤。31。摩西和亚伦并亚伦的子孙在这盆里洗手洗脚。32。他们进会幕或就近坛的时候，便都洗涤，是照神所吩咐他的。好，那这里是记载着会幕里面的几项物品啊。
And it records the different items within the tabernacle.
而这会幕里面的这些物品啊，它的位置、它的存在，对我们今天都有一个教训。
So the different items and its placements in the tabernacle have meanings for us today.
所以我们甚至可以看把这个会幕整个的会幕看成好像一个基督徒的一生的人生信仰人生。
Or you can view the tabernacle as our spiritual life of a Christian.
从里到外，神到底对我们有什么样的期望
？And from inside and out, what are the requirements God?
在这里一开始第一个讲到的。
And the first item mentioned,
就是最里面最核心的。
It talks about the core, the innermost,
就是约柜哦。
It is the Ark of Covenant.
所以今天一个信徒的信仰的最核心是什么
？So what is the core of a Christian today?
是跟神的关系啊。
It's a relationship with God.
所以有些人觉得说信耶稣为了什么
？Some people think, what is the purpose of believing in Jesus?
有些人可能是因为这个来信耶稣可以病得医治啊。
Some people came so that the disease will heal.
有些人来信耶稣可能是需要朋友啊。
Some people came to Jesus because they need friends.
有些人来信耶稣可能是那个什么心灵难受，需要找一个依靠啊。
Some people came to Jesus and believed in him because they were depressed and they need someone to rely on.
每个人来寻找耶稣，需要耶稣的原因都不一样。
And everyone comes to believe in Jesus with different reason or needs.
但是不管你是什么原因来找耶稣都没有关系啊。
But it's really not important what reason you came to believe in Jesus.
因为这至少让你来到耶稣的面前。
Because those reasons at least draw you to Jesus.
但是接下来就很重要了啊。
But what's more important is what happens afterwards.
你不管你是什么原因来到教会。
Doesn't matter what reason you came to church.
但是什么原因使你继续维持你的信仰呢？
But what reason to keep you in your faith?
在这里说，信仰的最核心就是约柜，是神同在的地方。
Now it talks about the core of our faith of the tabernacle is the Ark of Covenant, which is our relationship with God.
所以一个人如果能够啊，把信仰建立在跟神的关系上面。
Now if someone can build their faith upon their relationship with God.
不管外面的环境怎么改变。
It doesn't matter what changes on the outside.
不管你遇到什么样的困难。
Matters not what difficulties you encounter.
你可能会伤心。
You may be sad.
你可能会难过。
You may be discouraged.
但是你不会离开神。
But you will not depart from God.
因为你的信仰是建立在约柜神同在之上啊。
Because your faith is built on the Ark of Covenant, God's abidance.
所以我们今天信仰不要靠在人的身上啊。
So today we should not build our faith on a person.
有的人为什么来信耶稣？
Some people came to believe with this reason.
哎呀，我的朋友很多啊，这里我有朋友啊。
They say, I have many friends in this church, I have to come here.
有人为什么来信耶稣？
There are other people who believe because...
哇，这个传道很会讲啊，口才很好啊。
And this preacher is very eloquent, and he speaks very beautifully.
那如果环境改变了呢？
But what if the environment changes?
那如果人改变了呢？
What if people change?
那你的信仰可能就改变了啊。
And very likely your faith will also change.
所以怎么样建立一个不改变不动摇的信仰？
Now how can we build an unfaltering and steadfast faith?
就是你的信仰的核心在于主，在于这个约柜啊。
It's very important what kind of core is at your faith.
而在这里特别强调啊，约柜当中有法版啊。
It talks about that in the tabernacle there is a... The tablet.
在二十节啊。
In verse 20.
二十节说啊，他把这个法版放在约柜里面啊。
It says that here that the tablet of testimony is it's inserted.
我们知道说约柜里面啊，我们常讲约柜有三样东西啊。
And we often talk about the three things in the tabernacle.
我们说有法版。
We said there are the tablets.
我们说有金冠，盛玛拿的金冠哦。
And there is the golden bowl.
Golden jar.
Jar.
Manna.
For the manna.
第三个我们讲说有亚伦发芽的杖哦。
And thirdly, it's a staff from Aaron who had budded.
但是啊，其实约柜里面只有一样而已啊。
However, there's only one thing in the tabernacle.
约柜里面只有一样就是法版哦。
And there's only one thing which is the tablets.
这个金冠跟法跟那个亚伦的杖是在约柜前面的外面的。
And the golden jar, and also the staff from Aaron is actually on the outside of the tabernacle.
这也是给我们今天信徒的一个教导啊。
It also tells us a lesson for Christians.
信耶稣的最核心叫做守道理啊。
And the core of our Christian faith is to obey the commandments.
法版代表着神的吩咐，神的道理啊。
The tablets represents the instruction and commandments from God.
金冠玛拿代表神的恩典啊，神的赐福啊。
And the golden jar where the manna is in represents the blessings.
亚伦的杖代表神的权柄，神给的神的能力啊。
And the staff of Aaron represents the power of God.
但是这三样里面最核心的是法版啊。
But out of three things, one thing is at the core of the tabernacle.
只有法版放在里面而已啊。
Only the tablets are placed inside.
为什么
？Why？
因为今天一个基督徒要守道理啊。
Because for Christians today, we have to obey the commandments.
因为今天一个基督徒如果不能守道理
，If today Christians do not obey the commandments,
他那个核心里面就没有神啊。
Then in its core, there's no God.
所以啊，我们不要啊，只是抱着那个金冠啊。
So we cannot just hold on to the golden jar in our arms.
哇，我只要神的爱，神的恩，神很好，神爱我就好了。
That we only pick the blessings and the love of God.
有爱哇，那个什么，神就是爱，那我做什么事都没有关系啊，神爱我啊。
And you think you go with the motto saying that God loves me, it doesn't matter what I do, He still loves me.
那个金冠是在外面的。
And the golden jar, it's on the outside of the tabernacle.
我们看今天的基督教界里面都是这样子啊。
And you look at the regulations of the Christian churches.
今天我们看到的大部分基督教哦。
On the churches that we commonly see today,
他们的约柜里面没有法版的。
in their tabernacle, there's no tablets.
他们把金罐玛拿金罐放在里面啊。
However, they put the golden jar in inside.
只讲爱。
They only talk about love.
只讲恩典。
Only about grace.
只讲神爱世人。
Only about God loves mankind.
却没有去强调神对人的要求以及他的规矩啊。
However, without the emphasis of God's commandments and requirements of us.
哦，这种人生跟圣经上的要求是不一样的。
This kind of life, it's not in accordance with the Bible.
所以今天法约柜里面神所放的是法版，是守道理遵诫命啊。
So today, what's inside the tabernacle is the tablets, the commandments of God.
因为只有一个在道理当中的人才能够看见神的恩啊。
Because only someone who obeys the commandment can see the grace of God.
只有一个常常在主道里面的人才能够看见神的爱啊。
And only who keeps the way of the Lord can see and experience the love of God.
我们来看一下约翰福音哦。
Let's turn to the Gospel of John.
我们看约翰福音的第十五十四章哦。
Let's turn to John chapter 15.
约翰福音的第十四章。
John chapter 14.
第十五节。
Verse 15.
约翰福音的第十四章第十五节。
John chapter 14, verse 15.
啊，在这里说，你们若爱我。就必守遵守我的命令啊！啊，这里主耶稣对门徒说哦。
And here Jesus spoke to the disciples.
一个人如果真正爱耶稣啊
，If someone truly loves Jesus,
啊，这个爱不是用嘴巴讲的、啊。
And this is not only paying lip service.
这里说，如果你真的爱耶稣，你自然会去遵守他的诫命啊。
It tells us here, if you truly love Jesus, very naturally you obey his commandments.
哦，所以什么叫做爱耶稣？讲到一个人名叫巴拿巴。
And here, there's a person named Barnabas.
那这个巴拿巴啊，这里说啊，因为他这一个人呐、啊，许许多多人就信耶稣了。
And it tells us here, because of this man Barnabas, a lot of people believed in God.
所以巴拿巴的人生，他的信仰就像一个陈设饼一样啊。
So Barnabas' life and his spirituality was like a showbread.
啊，身旁的人都因为看见他身上有神的恩来信耶稣啊。
Because the people around him saw him so that they have a spiritual life.
是个好人大有信心啊。
And he was a good man full of faith.
哦，充满神的恩啊。
And also filled with God's blessings.
所以啊，众人就信了耶稣啊。
And because of him, many people believed in God.
这个就叫做活出陈设饼的人生哦。
And this is a life of having a life of showbread.
哦，所以弟兄姐妹们。
And so, brothers and sisters,
我们今天问问自己啊
，ask ourselves this question.
我们今天在别人的眼中啊，是不是一个陈设饼啊
？In other people's eyes, are we the showbread?
能不能让人家因为我们看见我们来认识耶稣
？There are occasions because other people saw us, they came and believed Jesus.
看见我们来觉得说信耶稣真好。
And they looked at us and they say, believing in Jesus is a good thing.
还是他一看到你说啊，信耶稣是这样啊，还是不要去的好啊？
Or when they look at us, they say, "Oh, this is how you believe in Jesus." Then I won't go.
感谢主啊，我们今天很多弟兄姐妹啊，活着一个很成功的人生啊。
And thank God today, a lot of brothers and sisters are living a very successful life spiritually.
成功不是因为你很有钱啊。
Successful because not because you are very wealthy.
成功不是因为你很有名啊。
And successful not because you're famous.
啊，成功啊，不是因为啊，你有什么大什么地位，什么了不起的成就啊。
And successful not because if you have anystatus or accomplishment.
但是在神眼里，你是一个成功的人啊。
But you're successful in God's eyes.
为什么成功
？How so?
因为今天你的存在变成吸引人来信耶稣的原因啊。
And because today your existence becomes an attraction for other people to come and believe in Jesus.
我们今天很多信徒是这样子啊。
Today a lot of members are like this.
哦，不管遇到什么样的患难，都是能够笑口常开啊。
And despite what kind of trouble they experience, they always are smiling.
不管遇到什么样的打击啊，从来不会绝望啊。
And they never lose hope despite any setbacks.
别人都已经放弃了，但是你还是能够继续走下去啊。
A lot of people would have given up, but you still keep the course.
让人一看就知道说你这个人不一样啊。
And at first glance, people know that you're different.
原来你是信耶稣的啊。
And they find out that, oh, because you believe in Jesus.
啊，这样啊，我也想跟你一同去信耶稣啊。
And because of that, they also want to believe in Jesus.
啊，这就是成功的基督徒人生。
And this is a very successful Christian life.
生命当中有陈设饼让人看见啊。
That we have showbreads in our lives for other people to see.
啊，生命当中充满了神的恩典。
That our lives are full of God's grace.
啊，更让人看见神的恩啊。
And because of us, other people see God's blessings.
那我们看回来，出埃及记的第四十章啊。
Let's go back to Exodus chapter 40.
出埃及记的第四十章
，Exodus chapter 40
的第二十四节
，verse 24.
出埃及记的第二十四十章二十四节
，Exodus chapter 40, verse 24.
二十四节又把灯台安在会幕内，在帐幕的南边。与桌子相对二十五节在神面前点灯是照神所吩咐他的好那这里讲到第三样、啊、就是灯台、啊、
the third item mentioned here is the lampstand
那这个灯台跟陈设饼的桌子是相对的好
The lampstand is on the opposite side of the table of the showbread
这代表说这个两样、啊、在信仰当中都很重要啊
So it tells us that these two items are very essential in our spiritual life.
信仰的最核心是约柜是法版。
And firstly, the core of our faith is a tabernacle, it's a commandment.
但是在外的两个表现是灯台还有陈设饼。
But on the outside, it's the table and the lampstand.
陈设饼我们刚讲是属灵的体验是生命的见证啊。
Mentioned earlier, the showbread and table, it's our spiritual life's experience and testimonies.
而另外一边是金灯台是什么？是我们光明的生活，是照耀身旁的人啊。
And on the other side is the lampstand, it's the light of our spiritual life to shine upon our friends.
而整个会幕当中唯一的光源就是这个灯台。
And the single light source in the tabernacle is from this lampstand.
没有其他的啦，这个光只有从灯台来啊。
There's none other. The light came from or comes from the lampstand.
所以我们今天、啊、我们生命当中唯一的亮光，也只有从主耶稣基督来啊。
So in today, our only source of light can only come from our Lord Jesus.
在路加福音有说哦。
It's mentioned in Luke.
他说、啊、我们好像坐在死荫幽谷里的人啊。
And it says that we live in the shadow, darkness, in the shadow.
但是那个光要照进我们的生命里面啊。
But this light will shine upon our bodies.
使我们重新开始有个新的生命啊。
So once again, we have new lives.
能够活出一个不一样的价值来啊。
And also be able to live different values.
但是这个光一定要从基督耶稣那里来啊。
But however, this light must come from our Lord Jesus.
从会幕当中出来，使我们如同明光照耀啊。
And so it comes from the tabernacle, so that we'll receive light.
所以今天有很多人想要得到亮光。
So today many people want to receive this light.
不只是基督徒啊，很多不是基督徒也希望能够得到这种亮光啊。
Not only Christians, but other people want to receive this light.
有的他们用很多不同的方法啊。
And they try many different methods.
有的跑到深山里面去修炼啊。
Some people go into the depth of the mountains to meditate.
想要靠这种克服自己啊，打像这样子控制自己啊，能够产生这种生命的亮光啊。
Some people use self cultivation to achieve this level of enlightenment.
有些人常常去做善事，行善啊。
A lot of people will spend their life in charity and philanthropy.
造桥铺路啊，想要用这样子啦来创造自己的亮光啊。
So they built roads and streets for others to create this light for themselves.
但是我们知道啊，一个人要真正得到生命的亮光，唯一的来源只有从会幕，只有从神那里来啊。
But we know to receive this light of life, it can only come from the tabernacle or from the Lord Jesus.
所以我们生命当中要有光明啊，必须要从神那边得到哦。
So if we want to receive light of life, we must receive it from our Lord.
所以有些人说啊，这个唯一就好像天体一样啊，我们这个光哈、只有从太阳来啊。
And just like the cosmics, we know that light can come only from the sun.
所以我们看月亮啊，月亮为什么会有光？
Now when we see the moon, how come the moon shines?
月亮本身是没有光的、啊。
And moon itself is not a light source.
但是因为反射了太阳光啊，所以月亮就亮了。
The moon shines because it's the reflection of the light from the sun.
我们就好像这个月亮一样啊。
So we're just like the moon.
本身我们其实是不会发光的。
Itself, we cannot shine.
人的善行、人的努力，其实在神眼里都不够啊，不行的。
And it's nothing to compare to, in God's eyes, for a person's charity and good deeds.
在神眼里都是污秽，都是不够的。
Because in the eyes of God, everything is filled and everything is lacking.
所以人没有办法靠自己成为圣洁。
So mankind cannot rely on themselves to become holy.
更不可能靠自己达到神的标准。
And of course cannot really rely on themselves to achieve the standard of God.
怎么办？
How, what, now, what can they do?
只能反射太阳光，反射神的光啊。
The only thing that we can do is to reflect the light that comes from the sun.
哦，所以啊，你的会幕当中一定要有灯台，一定要会发光啊。
So in our tabernacle, we must have the lampstand, we must have light.
我们来看一下腓立比书的第二章哦。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 2.
腓立比书的第二章。
Philippians chapter 2.
腓立比书第二章的第十四节。
Philippians chapter 2 verse 14.
十四节。
Verse 14.
那凡所行的都不要发怨言起争论十五节。
15.
使你们无可指摘诚实无伪在这弯曲悖谬的时代做神无瑕疵的儿女你们显在这世代好像明光照耀一样。好，那这里啊，保罗告诉我们哦。
In here, Paul tells us.
他说我们在这个混乱的末日啊，我们必须要能够如同明光照耀一样啊。
So in this crooked and perverse generation, we must shine as light in the world.
我们必须要成为神光明的儿女啊。
We must become children of light from God.
啊，使得周遭的人因为我们来看到亮光啊。
So people, because of us, they can see the true light.
啊，所以我们今天呢，活出一个什么样的人生？
Now, what kind of lives do we lead today?
我们周遭的人有没有因为我们看见光得到光明啊？
Are the people around us being given this light?
哦，因为我们找到人生正确的方向。
Is it because we have obtained the true mission in life?
因为我们的光，因为我们的亮光，看到我们人生应该要走的道路。
And because the true light that we have, we know what kind of path that we have to lead.
你有发光吗？
Are we shining?
你照耀你的家人了吗？
Are we shining our family
members? 你照耀你的儿女，引导他们信耶稣，走在道理上面吗？
Are we showing the light to our children that they know they discover the way and they want to keep the faith?
你发出光明，让人家看见来，愿意来就近这个光吗？
Are we shining this light onto others so others are attracted to come and believe?
所以这个灯台必须要能够发得出光来。
So this lampstand must be able to give light.
才能够常常引导周遭的人啊。
In order to show light to other people.
他说这个灯台上面要常常添满了油啊。
Therefore, that the lamp in lampstand must be always be filled.
那我们来看一下出埃及记的第二十七章哦。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 27.
出埃及记的第二十七章。
Exodus chapter 27.
第二十节。
Verse 20.
出埃及记的二十七章第二十节。
Exodus chapter 27, verse 20.
二十节，你要吩咐以色列人把那为点灯捣成的青橄榄油拿来给你，使灯常常点着。二十一节，在会幕中法柜前的幔外，亚伦和他的儿子从晚上到早晨，要在神面前经理这灯，这要做以色列人世世代代永远的定例啊。那这里啊，神特别吩咐摩西啊。
In here, God commanded Moses.
他说啊，你这个会幕里面要有灯台。
That in tabernacle you must have a lampstand.
而且这个灯台上面的灯要常常点着啊。
And then the lamp must burn continually.
从晚上到早晨，你要常常去处理、去经理、去照顾这个灯啊。
From every time of day, morning to night, you must care for this lampstand.
这是神所吩咐世世代代的定律啊。
This is commandment through all the generations of the Israelites.
哦，所以我们今天呢，我们的生命当中，属灵生命当中，也要有一个灯台啊。
So we must have this lampstand in our spiritual life.
啊，但是啊，有人大家都有这个灯台啦。
Of course, we all have this lampstand.
请问你的灯台上面有没有油啊？
But however, do you have oil in your lampstand?
啊，有了油，你有没有把它点着啊
？If you have oil, do you keep it burning?
啊，点着之后有没有让人家看见啊
？After you have burned, the lamp is burning. Do you show this light to others?
有没有常常点着发出光明啊
？Now is this light always burning or always giving light to others?
啊，这里说啊，里面要常常有油。
It tells us that it always have oil.
而且啊，要常常点着，不要让它熄灭啊。
And also, it has always to be It's always burning and never extinguished.
我们今天有没有点灯？
Today is your light on.
其实有啦，大家多少都有在点嘛，对不对？
And I think we are more or less our light is burning.
是啊，我的里面有一个灯台。
We say yes, there is a lamp set.
我信耶稣，我拜耶稣，我来聚会，我祷告，我奉献，我爱神，我做圣工。
that I believe in Jesus, I worship Jesus, I come to services, I prayed, and I offer, and many different things.
在教会我不生气。
And I'm not angry in church.
在教会我不吵架。
That I do not get into quarrels with others.
在教会我不欺负我太太。
In church, I don't mistreat my wife.
啊，但是回家了呢？
But how about at home?
哇，那个灯台啊，只有在教会里才会亮啊。
That our lampstand is only burning in the church.
每次走到会堂门口啊，那个打火机要开始点灯啊，点灯啊。
And every time we come to the doorstep of the church, we light the lampstand.
只有进入安息日才开始点灯的。哎呀，我现在开始要改头换面了，我要改做基督徒啊。
And we only light that lampstand on Sabbath and say, today I'm going to be different.
啊，安息日下午一看啊，三点半啊，熄灯啊，熄灯。
But at 3:30 on the Sabbath afternoon, we turn off that light.
一离开会堂。
As soon as we step out of the chapel,
哇，马上把那个灯吹熄啊，又进入黑暗里面啊。
And we just blow the extinguish our light, and we go back in the darkness.
啊，不止自己的生活当中没有光明啊。
Not only we don't have the light in our lives,
我们也没有办法给身旁家人、孩子带来光明啊。
But we cannot lead our family members, our children, also into the light.
所以在这里啊，神吩咐说啊，你那个灯要常常点着，尤其是晚上到早上啊，不可以熄掉啊。
And that's why God especially commanded people to keep that light burning from night to day and every time and all the time.
为什么特别要强调晚上到早上？
And why does it emphasize it from night to morning?
第一，那个是最需要的时候。
And first, it's time that light is most needed.
因为那个是最看不到、最黑的时候吧，最黑的时候。
Because it's the darkest time of the day and the time that we cannot see clearly.
但是同时也可能是最不需要的时候。
And at the same time, it may be the time that is not needed.
如果大家都睡着了，你点灯干什么？
If everyone is asleep, what is the purpose of the light?
但是圣经里面一直强调你晚上到早上，晚上到早上啊。
But the Bible emphasizes that you have to keep the light burning from night to day and day to night.
就是在最没有人看见的时候，你那个灯还是要点着啊。
And it also means that when people are not watching, you still have to keep that light on.
虽然没有人看见你。
And even though no one can see you,
你身旁都没有信徒啊。
That there's no members around you.
你在公司，你在上班的地方，你在餐馆，你在做事的时候啊。
For example, there's no members around you at your work, outside on the street.
左看右看啊，没有信徒，熄灯啊，开始做坏人啊。
Some people, when they look around, there's no believers around them. They'll extinguish the light. They become a bad person.
是不可以的。晚上到早上最没有人注意的时候，神在看着你啊。
But however, during the night from evening to morning, God is watching you.
哦，所以那个时候你更要把灯常常整理好，让它更亮啊。
For that time, you must pay attention and care for that lamp and oil and light.
啊，另外一个就是啊，在最黑暗的时候啊。
And another meaning is that during the darkest time.
就是可能你生活最苦的时候。
Maybe it's the most the bitterest time of your life.
好像你人生走投无路了。
You feel like that there's no, your life comes to a dead end.
你举头望天说神啊神啊你在哪里啊。
And you look up into heaven, you say, God, where are you?
但是在你最没有帮助最痛苦的时候。
But however, in the helpless and in the despair moment.
你能不能继续把这个灯点着。
The question remains, can you keep this light burning?
哦，我之前跟大家分享过哦。
And before I share with others,
我们在多米尼加有个弟兄啊。
That in Dominican Republic we have this brother.
这个穷人当中的穷人啊。
He's the poor man of the poor.
啊，住在那个贫民窟里面的贫民窟啊。
He lived in the ghetto of the ghetto.
哦，那个很可，我们看起来很苦很可怜啊。
When we looked at him, we said this person lives a very troubled life.
啊，但是他带最多人来信耶稣啊。
But he is the one who brought so many people to believe.
在最苦难、最黑暗当中，那个灯从来没有熄掉啊。
And that in the most difficult time, the darkest time, he did not have, he still had the light on.
哦，所以神一定会继续引领他的脚步啊。
Because God will certainly guide his footsteps.
哦，所以啊，虽然他还是生活在贫民窟里面哦。
How, even though he still lives in poverty.
可是每一次我去啊，都能够看到他的生命一直在转变，生活一直在改变啊。
But every time I go to DR, I can see his life has changed and bettered.
哦，看到神在他的生命当中怎么引领他的家人，怎么样带领他的小孩啊。
And I can see how God, guide his family, his wife, and his children.
要怎么样帮助他的工作哦？
And also how God help his living.
啊，真的啊，很多人因为他来信耶稣啊。
And truly a lot of people came to believe because of him.
因为他在黑暗当中啊，那个灯从来没有熄掉过哦。
Because for this brother, in his darkest moment, he kept the lamp burning.
所以被人看见。
So other people saw him.
也被神看见
了。And God also saw him as well.
所以求主耶稣能够让我们过这个明光的生活啊。
So we pray the Lord Jesus to let us live a radiant life.
没有人看见的时候照亮自己。
And then even no one is watching, we keep our light on.
有人看见的时候引领他们。
And when people are around us, we lead people with this light.
使得更多人能够来到会幕哦。
So that more people can come to the tabernacle.
我们一起同心默祷。
Let's all pray in silence.